I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello and welcome to Red Men News, your dose of daily Liverpool FC content from us, the team behind Red Men TV and Red Men News. It's me, it's Ross today, and we are back by The Athletic, the best written coverage of Liverpool FC anywhere in the world. You can get completely ad-free, so no annoying pop-ups, content from the guys at The Athletic by visiting www.theathletic.co.uk/redmennews. You get 50% off your subscription if you decide to go through that link, so it'll come down to about £2.50 a month it works out as. So we've got quite a bit of news today that we're going to be talking about, actually. I think, you know, Ross, we've got the Simon Hughes article in The Athletic, which we want to talk about just quickly, which is about the trademarking of Liverpool, and not Liverpool FC, trademarking of Liverpool. And I think it's quite an interesting article. A lot's been said and a lot's been written and about this issue over the last sort of week or so. But Simon's got a nice take on it as well, and he's always an interesting writer. We've discussed it at length, so we'll talk a little bit about the article and stuff. And what Simon does is he actually talks to the owner of Hatscarf and a Badge, Mick, and then he'll be talking to him over there. Sorry, we've got some HDMI issues. So yeah, Mick talks to Simon Hughes about it. As he owns a shop on Walton Breck Road, selling some great gear, to be honest with you. He also talks to Peter Moore about it, and Peter talks about how, you know, the way that everybody found out he was disappointed, they should have done it in a different way, holds his hand up there, ultimately does believe that it's the right thing for the football club as well. So do go over and check that one out.
It's good to get both sides of the story, isn't it? I think there's all like you said, we spoke about it in length, and we've spoken to Simon last week as well. He obviously came in and said he was writing this piece, but to kind of get both sides of the story and hear kind of both arguments, I think a part of the problem with it was the fact that how it came about, and it was kind of like, you know, the club kind of got caught out and didn't actually tell anyone about it, so that already annoyed people. And towards the end of this, obviously spoken to Peter Moore, and I think he said the steps that they have to go through to try and stop it, but their aim is to stop counterfeit abroad, and they have to go through the trademark loop in this country first to go and do that. So I think it's interesting just to keep up to date on what's going on, because I think there's loads of different levels to it, and it's easy for us to be angry. I think we all were at first, and I'm still not on board with it completely, if I'm being honest. But it's good to kind of get both sides of the story and kind of understand why they're doing it, but they've not helped themselves by not just doing this in the first place.
No, exactly. So we'll move on to some more relevant news as the first team anyway. Virgil van Dijk has denied reports that he's on the verge of signing a new contract with Liverpool. The rumours were that it would be a six-year deal. You can see that on your screen right now. But he has since revealed there's been no movement to extend his Liverpool deal beyond the current terms, running to 2023. There's nothing going on, so that's it, he told Sky Sports. I'm not surprised, I'm not disappointed about this, are you?
No, it's not like he's, you know,
got 4 years left.
Yeah, there's other pressing issues, you know, we're talking about Matip and Milner, obviously, some of them got sorted, and they triggered Matip extension and stuff. I'd rather they got done first. Yeah, he's an incredible player, and, you know, you want him for as long as possible. I think he's probably that good, you can have until he's in his mid-30s, probably later than that, and he still wouldn't be missing anything for me. But like I said, the length of time he's got in his contract, you know, we're in the middle of the season.
It's not that long ago that he signed, let's be honest. And, you know, I was talking to Paul Gorst on the Newsroom show, the Liverpool FC correspondent, on today's Newsroom show, which will be over on the website. You can check that one out. More about that later. And we were talking about how the deals are now done with players. And it's not like the old days where if you renew a contract, you just renew a contract, essentially. Now they're signing on fees for renewing contracts.
Yeah.
So, you know, we got Virgil van Dijk there, who got a signing on fee not that long ago. he'll be getting another signing on fee now. There's just no rush. I think Virgil looks happy at the football club right now. He's playing at a level. He's being recognised for playing at that level. We know he's good and he's here for 4 years. Let's not worry about this. It doesn't surprise me, as you mentioned, James Milner's one that can speak to clubs outside of England 1st of January. You've got Gini Wijnaldum, who's up at the end of next season, along with Joel Matip. They're, for me, the three players that Liverpool should be focusing on right now.
Yeah, you got to be careful as well. Like you said, the signing on fee. You know, you look at last season, obviously we didn't buy anyone, but you know, a point that you made of, you know, you spend loads on signing on fees, getting on extensions. I think you have to kind of manage that as well. So, you know, he's got loads of time. Just do it next season. Mm. You know, he's like you say, he looks really happy. He's comfortable where he is. You know, he's winning things at Liverpool. Just carry that on and reward him further.
Another one on the contract talk then as well. Sadio Mane apparently is rumoured to be in talks over a new deal with a bumper wage hike on the table. Sadio Mane is in talks with Liverpool over extension to his Anfield contract, according to a report. Currently contracted until 2023. He only put pen to paper on fresh terms in November last year. Again, I don't know where this one's come from. It seems a little bit left field. Now, maybe he's playing at a level that, you know, he deserves slightly more money, but it was like November. It's like less than a year ago. I can't imagine they're going to sign him up again.
I think the report was a tweet from Gazzetta Sport, a Gazzetta Sport correspondent. maybe where it's gone wrong. But again, there's two sides to this. You know, he's playing out of skin. He has been doing for, you know, 7-8 months now. I think
longer.
Yeah, well, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Come on.
James going to argue with that. But like, I mean, like another level. But I think Salah and Firmino are on more than him. So maybe they're just looking at that and going, actually, go and do that. If they want to do it, then they protect his value. They've got him for, you know, a length of time, but there's still a substantial length of time on his current contract, so why would you go and do it now? Unless you're trying to, you know, issue a hands-off warning to other clubs, because there's forever Real Madrid links, you know, every day.
Yeah, but they get beaten 3-0 by PSG. We only get beaten 2-0 by Napoli, Ross. So why would you want to go there?
I forgot about that.
You're losing the Champions League. You may as well do it at the best club in the world, Liverpool FC, of course. Chelsea have been handed a Mason Mount injury boost ahead of Liverpool clash. Now, I saw this tackle and it looked horrific, and I don't think there was any there's anything malicious about the injury, but it did look like it was going to be a bad one. He's had the scans, apparently he's going to be all right, and there's even rumours of him getting into the starting lineup in our game on Sunday.
He's been pretty good, hasn't he? Not a surprise to most people, because I think he was influential at Derby last season, but you know, he's got the backing of Lampard, who worked with last season. It's kind of a fresh thing for Chelsea at the minute, isn't it? They've got no fear because they've really got nothing to lose, and that's quite dangerous for Liverpool, particularly in his case. You know, he's been flying, and when you're that young, you've got the confidence of your manager, and there's kind of no stopping you. So, you know, maybe he might be a bit afraid of some of the tackles coming towards him and stuff, but you know, it'll be interesting to see if he does start giving his form. I'm not sure where Kante's up to. I know he's a slightly deeper role and stuff like that, and I'm guessing Ross Barkley might not play after his
Well, Ross Barkley's been talking about he's the penalty taker, you know what I mean? It's a little bit mad. I mean, you know, getting the abuse for missing a penalty, really, like, it's just stupid. At least he was brave enough to step up and take it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Bad penalties happen, bad shots happen, people miss chances. It's just one of those things.
Like life doesn't always go the way you want it to sometimes, does it?
Doesn't, does it, Ross? What's been like that for you recently?
Not a lot.
Okay, sounds. So we'll move on then. A little bit on this article. Frank Lampard's side looked alarmingly short of ideas in attack without him. I like that. I like that. I'd like to see that on Sunday, to be honest with you. But he has been good, and by all accounts, Chelsea did miss him in the game against Valencia in the Champions League this week as well. So there we go. We'll get into some of the comments. I'm going to do a few more minutes on the comments than we normally do, because we haven't got very much news. So get some questions in for us as well. Could be about the news, could be about other things. Does Brewster deserve game time? Whatever you want. I'm not going to give you the questions. I've just given you the question, haven't I? So we, in the meantime, have been nominated for Fan Channel of the Year in the North West Football Awards.
We've got two already.
There's number...
No. Those middle ones.
Oh, those middle ones, yeah. Oh, God. So many awards. Wow. So many awards, you know what I mean? This is what we're after. Oh, that's weighty, that, isn't it? You could kill someone with that. Don't kill someone with that. So there's two awards here. We want to make it a hat-trick of dusty awards.
You're really clean.
They're terrible, aren't they? Fucking hell, Ross.
This is technically mine.
Yeah. Yeah, and your P45 will be as well. No. Win the fucking award again, all right?
It's about the fifth time I've been told.
It's because it's the truth, Ross.
Please vote.
You're going to have to vote for Ross.
Don't use that as a bargaining tool.
People won't like it. Won't vote.
If you don't vote, Chris will lose his job. That'll get people voting. I mean, it's not going to happen. It's not my place to say. I'm really sorry.
Get out. I'm glad that we've got these like microphones now that you can walk around with.
I know, she did it on the Iran League once, didn't you? Just got up and left it at the end of the show.
Get out. I'll finish this show, man. Only kidding, stay here. See, he does exactly what I tell him. See that, little bitch. Anyway, apologies. We're back. Go on, Ty.
R6B says, just voted, lads, third time in a row for you, fingers crossed. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
He's hugging his rewards there.
Banana Drama says, does Brewster deserve more game time?
Oh, for God's sakes, Banana Drama, get your own questions. I'm not answering it. Flat out refusal.
I go into a few from the topics you've discussed, and then if anyone else wants to get your questions in, I will read out the best ones. Johnny Walker says, media are bringing up contract talk. The players have just focused on winning Sunday's away game. I think that's right, isn't it?
It's true, isn't it? We've got a big target on our back, haven't we? And that's what the media now are looking at, and they're trying to peg Liverpool down, and they're trying to create issues when there are none, Ross. Forgotten what it's been like to be at the top again, but that's where it feels like we are.
Yeah, it's a sign of the times, isn't it? If, you know, there's that and along with the Salah stuff to Real Madrid, or manage Real Madrid. It's like, you know, we're flying at the minute, and you just could grab something to kind of bring us down rather than just congratulate us and stuff, which I'm fine with them. I'm sure most of the players don't take any notice of it, to be honest. Obviously, I know Virgil's commented on it there that, you know, nothing's going on, but I think there's a point where us as Liverpool fans get dead excited about stories, don't we? Like, oh yeah, they're just signing a new contract and stuff. And I think it was in 12 hours he got dismissed. He's like, no, this isn't happening. So I'm all right with it. And I've learned to ignore all the money seller stuff. Cause
yeah, it's going to happen, isn't it?
Quite a few people asking about Joe Gomez. Joey Murray says, when do you reckon our first choice centre-back pairing will be Gomez and Van Dijk? I'm not dying to see Matabar on the side, by the way. Tag the Red Sea says, where does Gomez get a game? There's a couple of others.
I'm sorry, these are all great questions, right? But the best question that needs reading outside is Stephen Soares, what's your favourite Chris Butty?
Ooh.
It's a tough one.
Salt and Vinegar McCoys.
Salt and Vinegar McCoys are good. They're an underrated crisp, actually. Mm. But as a Chris Butty,
I think they've got the texture for the Butty.
I think they hold it.
I mean, are you adding them to a really filled sandwich, or is it just...
It's a crisp butty.
It's just a crisp butty.
It's got to be a crisp butty.
I mean, tangy cheese Doritos are full of flavour.
It's true. Mm. I like that.
They're dry though, aren't they?
They are. I tell you what, I wouldn't actually make it as a crisp butty. I'd put my crisps on toast, right?
Oh.
And I like a ribbon saucy knick-knack on toast. Ooh. Really nice. Works. Nice and spicy work as well. Scampi, no. Ribbons, Roysters are a good crisp, aren't they?
Yeah,
what was the actual football question, sorry?
Joe Gomez. I think he'll get his game time soon. I think he's looking to rotate Trent and Robbo at some point, particularly Robbo, if he's, you know, suffering from an injury still. I think he gets in there. I think it's centre-back, you're looking, you know, Lovren's still in his game time, but I don't see him dropping Virgil van Dijk and Matip anytime soon. Maybe MK Dons, you know, they'll get a rest and Joe Gomez will come in, but I think he's more than likely going to get used at right-back or left-back.
I think that's right. Minute. It looks like it. Well, we're playing well. We've got Matip in there. He's playing at a world-class level, and I genuinely believe he's playing at a world-class level. I'm not just saying that. It's not a slip of the tongue. I don't know whether he's world-class. He's not done it for long enough for me yet, but he's approaching a year of playing at a world-class level, so he can't be too far away. Once the munch roast beef forever, says Johnny Walker. That is a they're not doing them anymore, are they?
I had them last week.
They do them?
Yeah, they do.
What am I even doing Saturday, to be honest, boys?
Yeah, roast, I'm more of a spicy or flaming hot than the roast beef. I'm not a fan of pickled onion.
Pickled onion are good, but not on crisp, not on a butty.
No. Monster Munch is a good texture for a butty, though. They're thick, aren't they? They're meaty.
Yeah, you don't want like a quaver or a skip in a butty, because
they're children's crisps, aren't they?
I absolutely adore quavers, but they're not butty material.
What do you do? Do you chew them, or do you just put them on the tongue and let them melt?
Chew them.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you do?
Not
floaty
light.
They are floaty light,
mate. Do you put your tongue through the
cell? What?
Do you put your tongue through the foot? Move on.
Let's move on. Walker's ready salted. I like the way that you've said ready salted, mate. I appreciate that. Walker's cheese and onion, the goat, says ghost. No. Crisp on toast. What? Honestly, try it. It's great. Someone got Chris talking on food. What's new, Quinton Jansen? Yeah, touche. Pringles, Texas barbecue.
Yeah, Pringles, yeah. Good show.
Do you know what? Here's the thing with Pringles. They're over. They're done and dusted for me. They've been blown out the water by sensations and stuff like that. Like, they're just not what they used to be. The sour cream and chive used to be top tier crisp. Nowadays, mid tier.
I reckon salt and vinegar Pringle might be my favourite crisp.
Salt and vinegar squares are underrated.
Yeah,
Yeah, cheese and onion squares are the best, Chris. Yeah.
You like them?
Mm. Bangers. Pringles are also being worried by the fact that they're like £6 a tub when you get on a plane and go to an airport.
It's,
yeah,
it's, yeah.
And for the mini tubs as well.
Yeah. It's like less than a bag of crisps.
Stackers from the Aldi. They're pretty much the same and they're about 70p for a proper tube of it.
Gotta love the Aldi, haven't you?
Well, the Stackers.
Sorry, everyone. Hunky Dory Buffalo all day long. I don't know if that's a sex video or a crisp, if I'm honest.
Let's Google it later.
Yeah, we will do, on a private browser, obvs. Discos are unbeatable. Discos? Are they still going, yeah? Jalapeno and cheese Strong Max are the shit. Mm. By the way, I've got a packet of them at home.
He brought some in for a footy a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, fucking fantastic. You need to wash your hands before you go for a wee, though, talking from experience here. Big time.
But just in general.
They burn big time, those jalapeno max strength. I think that's probably us for the day, isn't it? We've not had a bit of a random news show for a while.
Just maybe dead hungry as well.
Yeah, we'll go and get some decent crisps in a bit. Like knickknacks from Bossman in the corner shop is right. Love that. So there you go. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll talk about crisps another time. We should probably just do a random live where we just talk about this type of stuff. I might just start my own food channel, to be honest with you. I've been dying to do it. I think we should probably do that together, shouldn't we? Yeah, actually, that'd be quite fun. So be quite interesting. If you want us to start a food channel, then let us know in the comments section below. Thank you very much for watching. Don't forget to check out The Athletic, www.theathletic.co.uk/redmennews for 50% off your yearly subscription, making it around £2.50 a month, the new home of football writing. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time. Ta-ra.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.